present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second week in Sheffield, a city rightly proud of its two fine football teams, Wednesday and United. Sheffield Wednesday took its name from the day on which the team played their first ever game after taking the bus to their original ground just outside the town. If they hadn't chosen to go by First Main Line, they would have been called Sheffield... They'd have been called Sheffield Tuesday afternoon. Famous celebrities born in Sheffield include Michael Palin, whose name is derived from Planisher, someone who finished metal by hand, Sean Bean, whose family were banders or craftsmen that made barrel hoops by hand, and Joe Cocker, whose family declined to comment. For centuries, the city's name has been found on knives the globe over, and in recognition of this achievement, the city fathers erected a sign on all roads leading into town that reads, "Welcome to Sheffield, home of the world's finest cutlery." Not to be outdone, the nearby Peak District Council posted a sign reading, "Welcome to Bakewell, birthplace of the world's greatest tarts." Sheffield has also been made famous by the annual World Snooker Championships, where increasingly young players dazzle the Pack Theatre with their queuing skills. But it's not every show in Sheffield today that involves talented youngsters or queuing. Let me introduce the teams. They are on my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And on my right, Linda Smith and Tim Brooke-Taylor. And please give a warm Yorkshire welcome to our scorer, the ever-helpful lady who bends over backwards on the desk next to me, the delightful Samantha. Okay. Sorry, I was just reading a review of last week's show. Let's kick off with chat-up lines. Singles have been with us since the dawn of civilization, and with this in mind, teams, I'd like you to give me your suggestions, please, of chat-up lines that might have been used during biblical times. Graham, will you start, please?
They call me the Beast. Here's my number.
Tim.
Is that a pillow you're holding, Samson, or are you just pleased to see me?
Linda.
Hello, I'm your new neighbour. Nice ass.
Barry.
Hello, I'm Lazarus. Want to see me rise again?
No, it's all right, I'm from Gomorrah.
David, is that a slingshot in your pocket, or...?
I'm Methuselah. Where have you been all my life?
Seth, is that the jawbone of an ass in your pocket?
Yes.
I thought, though.
Such unusual eyes. One's eyes higher than the other. Oh, never mind.
Joshua, is that a trumpet in your pocket?
Look, I don't mind the wailing, but I hope you're not going to gnash your teeth.
Okay.
Get your fig leaf, you've pulled.
Time now for a musical diversion with pick-up song, where the teams sing along to well-known records. Samantha nipped out to the gramophone library earlier, and as the eager assistants down there suspected she might be a country music lover, they'd got out every Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson record available. Well, in my experience, she's certainly always been a big fan of Willie's, and now she's got... and now she's got to work her way through a complete box set of Johnny's. Well, I can see she's poised at the turntable and ready to give the team's discs a spin, so each player should join in singing along until, at my signal, Samantha turns the volume down. You should continue singing, teams, and if on the music's return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And usually at this stage, I say points mean...
prize!
But we've done that before and it's getting a bit boring. So I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to say what a points mean and you're not going to say...
prize!
Right, that's got that sorted. This week's prize will provide a touch of luxury for anyone who enjoys the essence of poultry at bath time. It's this Campbell's Cream of Chicken Soap. To start with you, Graham, would you please accompany Dion singing The Wanderer?
Well, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. What pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss a man, I love them, because they're all the same to me. I hug a man, I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me The Wanderer, yeah, The Wanderer. I roam around, around, around,
Elvis
around, 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 around. Well, there's Flo on my left, and there's Mary on my right. And Janie is a girl that I'll be with tonight. And when she asks me which one I love the best, I tear open my shirt and I got Rosie on my chest, because I'm a wanderer. Yeah, I'm a wanderer.
You now, Linda, would you please accompany Minnie Riperton singing the lovely song Loving You?
Oh, my God. Well, I'll have a go, but as a singer, I'm no Jeremy Harding, I'm afraid.
Making love with you is all I wanna do. Loving you is more than just a dream come true. Everything I do is out of love in you. La 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 do 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 do.
Barry now. Barry, would you please accompany James Brown singing I Got You?
Oh, I feel good.
I knew that I would now.
I feel good. Good.
I knew that I would now. So good. So good. I got you.
Wow.
I feel nice. Sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, but I got you.
And finally, Tim, would you please accompany Blur singing Song 2? Off you go.
I got my head checked by a jumbo jet. It wasn't easy, but nothing is. No.
Woohoo! When I feel heavy metal, woohoo! And I'm pins and iron needles, woohoo! When I lie and I'm easy all of the time. Never sure, but I need you. Please, to me.
I think it was Nietzsche who said that life is a choice between suffering and boredom. He didn't say anything about having to put up with both at the same time. Let's move on to sound charades, where the teams enact a selection of short vignettes. This is loosely based on that TV classic Give Us a Clue, where the players used to mime famous movie titles against a strict time limit. And who will ever forget the relish in Lionel Blair's eye as he got stuck into Howard's End for 2 minutes? Our spoken version varies in only two respects from the silent and hilarious original. Tim and Linda, you're to start, please, and your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Rugrats in Paris. Rugrats in Paris.
Right, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. Off you go, Tim and Linda.
It's three words, and it's a film, and it goes something like this.
Ah, Tim.
Ah, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Artist.
Ça va?
Ah, ça va très bien.
Bien. Hey.
Why are you here in this lovely fair city?
Well, I just thought
Excuse me, what is that little brown thing crawling by there?
Think it is some kind of rodent.
A rodent?
But it is a little bigger than a mouse.
It is much bigger than a mouse?
May not quite so big as a koi-poo.
And why is it being followed by Bruce Forsyth? What?
He's...
and here is Terry Wogan.
And I think if my eyes do not deceive me, that is Paul Daniels.
Yes, he is. They are chasing this poor little creature.
Oh, hello.
Le fin.
Is it a funeral in Berlin? Death in Venice?
No, just death in Sheffield.
Rugrats in Paris.
Right, the final title's now being displayed for you, Barry and Graham, and here once more is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Casualty. Casualty.
One word. TV. One word. TV. One word.
Is that a repeat?
Yes. Oh, Hamish.
Google.
I found the very man.
Well, I'm very happy for you both.
No.
What?
I mean you.
Oh?
I've got an invitation for you.
Oh, that's very big of you.
Well, yes, they shrunk in the wash.
Oh, but, I see.
Tomorrow.
Yes?
Tomorrow afternoon, I'm laying on a spread.
Oh, dear, I hope you don't expect me to lay on one with you. Just have your kilt pressed.
You little minx.
Oh.
No. You're invited at 4 o'clock for a cuppa. Oh. And could you fancy a bannock cake?
I could, but would I respect it in the morning?
I'll be there.
But, oh, what mode of dress should I adopt? Is it... Is it formal?
No.
No.
Come as you are.
Oh, well,
it's very relaxed. Very relaxed.
So it is. I see that. Yes. Right. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock. It is then.
Tomorrow, it's a party.
It's a party. It's very informal.
Yeah.
Oh, stop
it. Oh, they've got it.
So it's an informal tea?
Yes.
Yeah. What you might call...
I don't know what it's called.
Oh, good.
I really don't know.
I thought he was bluffing brilliantly. It's casualty.
Yes.
Right, the next game is called Unoriginal Innovations, a self-contradictory title that was thought up by the BBC New Ideas Department. Oh, look, there's another one. This was the same organisation that came up with The Weakest Link, a programme intended to combine elements of 15 to 1, Watchdog and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They took the elimination format from 15 to 1, the presenter from Watchdog, and the prize money potential from Watchdog. But now I notice, since she's made an outburst that upset so many viewers, the BBC are looking for an escort for Anne Robinson. Sounds like a fair swap. In this round, I'll ask the teams to suggest innovations catalogue-style descriptions for some older inventions that we might now take for granted. Linda, will you start, please?
Certainly. Tired of making phone calls in a train full of strangers? Sick of shouting banal details of your private life into the mobile phone? Unsettled by waves of hatred from your fellow passengers? Well, at last there's an end to mobile phone misery with our ingenious new phone in your house. And for those all-important business calls, you need our other exciting new product. It's called an office. Why make confidential business deals at the top of your voice on a crowded train? With our revolutionary new office, no one need ever find out you're a merchant banker.
Jim.
Digital home medicine. No more greenies, no more unsightly bogies. Go digital, use your finger.
Barry.
Is this the printer of your disc content? To die, to sleep, to doss. Wake up, couch mouse. Why be an email eunuch? Why spreadsheet? Once gigabit and twice shy. Why follow the scrolling clones shopping in the virtual mall, checking in at the VDU clinic? Log off. Give it the boot. It's new. It's compact with instant access. Can't crash. Won't crash. Tomorrow, today, it's the pen.
And Graham.
No more summertime insect pest misery. Are you plagued by winged insects infesting your intimate regions? Guaranteed freedom from the embarrassment of invading swarms is now available. Seal that inviting gap in your garment with fly buttons. Just £3.50 for two.
You know, when Barry and Graham first became established in radio with the British Forces Network, an aspiring lance corporal came to seek their advice. Well, sir, they said, the trick of broadcasting on the wireless is to imagine you're speaking to just one person. Actually, in their case, that hasn't ever been much of a trick. One thing they did learn, though, was how to improvise sound effects. In this game, one team will relate a story while the other has to supply vocal sound effects. Anyone failing to provide an appropriate effect will have a point deducted. What from? It doesn't say. Barry and Graham, you're to start. If you'd now care to relate your tale, and Tim and Linda, I'd like you to provide the sound effects. Off you go, Barry and Graham.
Right, here's the story. It was early morning and the cocks crew.
Yes, the cocks crew and the rowing captain. made their way down to the river where they picked up a bunch of oars.
Oh, these oars are heavy.
Blimey, I should say so.
Who was standing watching?
Watch, watch.
At that moment, down the towpath came Bunter.
I say, you fellows.
The 98-year-old college porter. To sing them his good luck song.
This is my Bunter's good luck song.
And you sing it all day long.
Sometimes the verse goes a little bit wrong.
Oh, Lord, I've lost my thong.
But before he could begin... Fanshawe announced that his rollocks were jammed.
My rollocks?
What about them, Fanshawe?
Well, they're jammed.
Hosing off the jam. He leapt into the boat and missed.
Oh, crikey.
Lucky the boat was on dry land, said the captain. But soon the boat was in the water and the coach bellowed through his megaphone.
In, out, in, out.
Which was broken. Bunter noticed the boat was sinking.
Oh, I say, the boat's sinking. Yarrow.
But as it happened, the air sea rescue helicopter...
was miles away. But Bunter made sure that the whole crew were dragged up on the bank.
I said, shall we drag them up on the bank?
Rather. Would you like to borrow my lipstick?
That's why they made it going.
The end.
The end.
It's time for another of our occasional musical rounds, and it's called Swanee Kazoo. Swanee and kazoo, two words that go together as naturally as Edward and Sophie, or waste and space. Piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell, who, we were interested to learn, was spotted back in 1969 playing with the Stones in Hyde Park. The keeper said if he caught Colin throwing them at the ducks again, he'd call the police. Right, Tim and Linda will start by providing a rendition of Goodness Gracious Me to feature Linda Smith on the kazoo and Tim Brooke Taylor on the Swanee Whistle. Now, Barry and Graham, would you please provide a rendition of By the Light of the Silvery Moon to feature Barry Cryer on the kazoo and Graham Garden on the Swanee Whistle. It's almost the end of the show, but there's just time for the teams to fit in the pharmacist ball. Tim, will you start, please?
Very welcome, please, all the way from Ireland. Mr. and Mrs. Otey Shampoo for Lifeless Hair. And their son, Tim Otey Shampoo for Lifeless Hair.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Present and they're anti-depressant.
And all the way from Saudi Arabia, please welcome Shake the Bottle.
I do not believe this. From Russia, Serge Icklestocking.
From Poland, Mr. and Mrs. Cause Drowsiness. And my lovely daughter, May.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Agra and their upstart daughter, Violet?
Oh, just a minute, just a minute. Did somebody order a stripper? Because there's a Miss Tixie Licks in the foyer.
A standing ovation, if you will, from all you opera lovers, as we welcome Placebo Domingo.
Oh, there's the actress Anna Dean. Nothing acts faster than Anna Dean.
And will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Bennett. Hurry up with that preparation H. And their son, Gordon Bennett. Hurry up with that preparation H.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Bullpiles. Their son, Terry.
All the way from Wales.
Oh, welcome.
Yes. Will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Dufford.
Dufford.
And their daughter Sue Dufford.
And so, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. and Mrs. Dom. And their son Con. He's come with a bunch of mates.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as the Mr. Sheen of time sprays over the coffee table of fate, while the Mrs. Sheen of destiny quickly ushers him out of habitat, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha, myself, and the fine folk of Sheffield, it's goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Linda Smith were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.